So the learning today should be a schuss ilu nishmas adir chaver chaim ulaz avim shim shenari as well as a schuss for an ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem and Tzio. It should also be a schuss for a fuhr shlema. Rechaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Del ben Menorachol Chano Lema Shein Derach Hanan ben Dati ben Peril as well as a schuss for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. And those risking their lives to protect it. So we're going to continue in the topic of Dibur, but there's a nice tie-in today to a Gemara Megillah that has to do with the with Purim, so we'll tie that in at the end. Let's begin. We're on page 487. We started to talk about the Dvarim Mutarim, things that are mutter to speak about, and we said that even Dvarim Mutarim can potentially be tied in to a Dvar Mitzvah, be elevated to become a Mitzvah if you have the right intent. And he says here, it continues now, page 487. V'gamzeh hadibur. And this, that a person speaks and mentions Hashem's name before you act. So you say Be'ezras Hashem, you say Amirtz Hashem, Ihu Gufei Dibur Shel Mitzvah. That also makes it a Dibur Shel Mitzvah. V'hu HaHoylech Kidmas Asher. And this should precede anything that you do. You should always invoke God's name in any action that you do. Any type of speech, or even any maisa, any action that we do, even if it's a mitzvah, we should mention God's name. And he says, invoking God's name and sort of inviting God or elevating the action or the speech is something that we should always try to do. Whatever mitzvah we're doing, whatever speech we're doing, we should try to do things l'shem shemayim. And part and parcel of that is invoking God's name. Shekam mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Mitzvahs also require kavana. That's how the Gemara paskins, is that you have to do a mitzvah in order to be yoseh mitzvah. You have to have kavana. V'yoseh tzarech lahaskeh shem shemayim al devar mitzvah mi'al devar rishos. And he says it's even more important that you mention Hashem's name when you're doing a mitzvah, even more so than when you're doing a devar rishos. Right? So let's think about that. You have someone who's doing a devar rishos. We're saying now that a Devar Rishos can be elevated by potentially saying God's name and making it L'Shem Shemayim. On the other hand, you have a Devar Mitzvah, which inherently is a being done L'Shem Shemayim. And yet, he's saying that it's more important to have God's name and invoke God's name before the Devar Rishos, before the Devar Mitzvah, than Devar Rishos. Because part and parcel of that Devar Rishos being as important and the giving it the right amount of kedusha is invoking God's name when you do it. Shekein kasra mekubalim, and this is again a kabbalistic idea, but it ties into what the Gemara says because again the Gemara paskins that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. How do we ensure that we're having kavana when we do a mitzvah? By stop and having the proper intent before we do. So before you start kriya shema, you say you stop and you have in mind I am about to be yaitz in the mitzvah of kriya shema. Before Shmona Esrei, Hashem Sefasei Tiftach Ufiyageti L'Secha, the idea there is that you're supposed to be, it's not just supposed to be words that you rattle off, but rather that's part of the mitzvah Sefichas Kavana. The L'Shem Yichud, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but the L'Shem Yichud that people are makbid to say, the reason why people are so makbid, especially in Hasidish circles, is because of what we're saying now, that in order to give the proper Kedusha to a mitzvah, you need to say the L'Shem Yichud, because it's not the L'Shem Yichud per se, but it's mitzvah Sfichas Kavana. And without Sfichas Kavana, we're going to see you have klipas that are going to attach themselves to a mitzvah. And so in order to prevent them from attaching and preventing some profanity from attaching itself to a mitzvah, you have to have the proper Kavana. And that's essentially what the L'Shem Yichud is going to do. And he's going to spell that out over here. But he says, Shekei Kasra Mekubalim, Shaklipa Shekol Chavtzali Davik B'chomaisa Ishi Yisraeli. You have klipas. Klipas are spiritual forces, negative spiritual forces that want to attach themselves to anything that a Yid does, and it wants to try to taint it. It wants to try to be Mechalel, what's Kadosh, what's holy. V'ayidei Shemaske Shem Shemayim, and by mentioning Hashem's name before you act, Mafrid HaKlipa Shleituch HaLeyocheh. You're putting up a barrier that this klipa, this negative energy, I don't like to use the word energy because that's like a modern term that just, you know, it's like a vibe. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a real spiritual element here. But there is this negative spiritual force that wants to attach itself. And when you invoke God's name, so it's like saying the Shema Mefarish almost, it has this effect that puts up a fence around whatever you're about to do or speak. Alkain, and therefore, b'dvar mitzvah kedusha, before you do anything involving a mitzvah or involving any type of kedusha, u'beprat b'mitzvah, and specifically, he says, where this is most essential is whenever you're doing a mitzvah that's going to provide some sort of physical pleasure. It's a mitzvah, but there's a physical pleasure. You can, even though it's a mitzvah, you would say, I'm about to do Seudas Purim. Seudas Purim is a mitzvah. But yet, because there's Hana'as HaGuf, you can have klipas that are going to attach themselves to the action. Kegoyin, he says, Oinik Shabbos, Simchas Yomtiv, Mitzvahs Oineh, mitzvah of having relations with your wife, that is a very huge physical component, physical pleasure involved. And that's a very dangerous, it's almost a sakana for the baby in a spiritual sense, that if you're doing it and you're not having the right intent, it completely is mitameh the act. He says the klipa is a strong desire to attach itself to that kedusha. That's what gives it strength. Is and he brings out a pasuk in Tehillim that the Rishayim are circling around it. He says this attachment is what causes a person to go off the proper path and do it for ulterior motives. You start to do a mitzvah for these ulterior motives. Ubeprapa mitzvahs oina, he says, especially in a mitzvah of oina, having relations, bizus haklipa hi ram ma'oid. It has a terrible negative impact if the klipa attaches itself. Shigarim nefesh ra levlad, it goes into the baby. Famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, couple came to him and asked for a bracha for the baby. The wife was due, and Chafetz Chaim said, you're 9 months late, because what happens at the ma'aser itself has tremendous impact for the child. Now he says, what's the remedy for this? When you say l'shem, so that is putting up that barrier. You are now inviting Hashem. You're having that kavana, and you're being mekadesh that action, and you're preventing the klipas from attaching to it. And then he continues, I stand ready to fulfill the will of the Creator, to affix things to their source. The Hinayam, and then there's the Hinayam. So the whole idea of the Lashem Yichud is that you are purifying the action and you're putting up a barrier that there won't be any klipas attached to it. Let's say you want to say it after Birkas HaTorah. So I'm sorry, before Birkas HaTorah, after you wake up, but before, but you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, you can't say the pasuk. So then Yeshana V'Yoyma, you should change it a little. Don't quote the pasuk, but rather Yeshana V'Yoyma V'Hei Namcha Aleinu, that let your pleasantness be upon us instead of V'Hinayam. Mitzvah. By declaring this, the Sitra Achra is not going to have any permission now to attach itself to the mitzvah. Even if you don't do it exactly the way that you're obligated, meaning you don't do it purely lishma, this performing Avodas Hashem in this way allows it to go all the way up, because your deeper now is going to override whatever effect you have. So basically, the medicine for having a lack of kavana is saying l'shem yichud. So we should really get used to it. We should get used to saying l'shem yichud before we do it. We think of it as more of a Hasidish, more Kabbalistic thing, but it's a really simple, brief thing that we could say. You don't have to say the whole long l'shem yichud, 25 psukim long, but you say a simple thing and you're dedicating it, you're invoking God's name. And you're basically elevating that mitzvah. You're making it sort of shaloi lishma proof, is essentially what you're doing to it. And then he says, mitzvah is mitzvah, it's going to lead to other. Ibn mili de rishos, he says, because even if you do this, even for something that's a dvar rishos, yishmu azna mashamayzi bepiv, your ears are going to hear what your mouth is saying. That you're doing it for God. Vim king. How could you do more that's necessary and lose yourself in the moment? How could you be lax in other areas and do this and go and do this and say that what you're doing is Lashem Shemayim, Ve'ech Yarid Isser Ba'isa Maisa. How could you allow any Isser to involve himself in that Maisa? Basically, it's going to be Ma'ira you yourself. Nimsa Da'asi Maisa Mapet Nidei Dibra V'yeshiv Hashemayim Yishchak Alav. If you do, it would emerge that your actions override your words, and God is going to laugh at you. And therefore, you're basically your actions have to match your words. But this is going to be ma'irer a person to act properly, to do his mitzvah properly, when he stops for a second and says to L'shem Yichud and realizes that what I'm trying to do is dedicate this to Hashem. So what we see here is that the ma'isa alone is not enough. It's the machshava that goes into it is very vital to the mitzvah, and that's why it's even more important by a dvar mitzvah that you have the right kavana than even a dvar rishus. So I said when I started that I would tie this into the Megillah, and the way I'm going to tie it into the Megillah is that there's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Megillah where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his students have a conversation, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, his students asked him, why did the dar of Mordechai and Esther, why were they allowed to, why were they deserving to be annihilated? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai pushed the question back to them. It's the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rav Shimon said, and I want you to answer it. And they said, because I need 2 minutes. Yeah. They enjoyed Achashverosh's feast. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to them, yeah, but only that was only Shushan. Why did the whole world deserve to get a gzeira of being annihilated if it was only the Yidden and Shushan? So he said to them, you want to know the reason why? The reason why is because they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, something from Sefer Daniel, the whole thing with Hanani, Mishael, Vazaya, that they jumped into the fire rather than bowing down. So the Talmidim said, well, if they bowed down to Avodah Zarah, then why did Hashem spear them? They were deserving of death, so why did Hashem let them off the hook? And here's the key words, Heim lay asu ela liftim. Hashem Achai said, they only did it inwardly. They did it because they had to, because they were afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asi imayin ela lifnim. V'hainu dechsev ki la'ina milibay. That's the meaning of the pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it from his heart, meaning willingly, but he shows an appearance. V'anoichi haster aster panay b'yayimahu. I'm going to make the appearance that I'm hidden. But because Klai Yisrael only did it inwardly, and they didn't mean it, rather I should say inwardly they had the right intent. Outwardly, they showed in their actions that they were worshiping, but inwardly, it was L'shem Shemayim. So you see here that what was going on inside overrode what was going on outside, and because it was an outward appearance, so they needed some kapara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an outward gezeira that never came true. But it's an important mitzvah, lesson from the Megillah that ties in beautifully to what we learned today, is that mitzvah sriches kavana, why? Because the most important part of the mitzvah is not just the action, it's the inside. Because if you're going to do an outward action, you're going to have the klipas that are going to attach to it. They're going to bring it down. They're going to devalue it in Shemayim. And so it's so important that our panemius matches our chisainius, especially when we're doing a mitzvah. But of course, it should be in all aspects of our life. We're not going to be able to do kitzur today. I got to jump off. I wish everyone a freilichim Purim. And Mirtz Hashem, this should be a Purim that we celebrate together in Yerushalayim. Have a great day, everybody.